Welcome to episode 365 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Hello again.
Hello, producer Gerald, making the show happen behind the glass.
Boom. We tell you to say hello, Gerald, but you're not mic'd up, so producer Gerald says hello.
At this point, the point of this recording, you'll be able to listen to a show every day for a year.
That's right. This is show number 365. It's important to note that we had talked about, doing something really special for number 365, considering it's, you know, that many days in a year. It's kind of a big deal. But as you're going to notice as we go through this episode, we abandoned those plans pretty early on, and it's just a show.
I mean, what's more special than delivering exactly what the folks expect? You know, what's more special than consistency? I think you'll find the answer is nothing.
I would say it's kind of a 50-50 call on that. There's definitely something to be said for consistency. Consistency is the hallmark of us here at Game Stitch. But every now and then we do like to switch things up and maybe do things just a little different. Today's not one of those days.
you know what to expect. You don't hear that a lot. Expect the expected.
Yes.
You know, that's kind of the theme for today.
And so the way you think it's going to go, you're probably right.
Also, this is not like a big setup for a reveal at the end either. Like this is, we're not trying to fool you.
Don't wait it out.
Yeah, it's actually just a real show. Now, Gerald tried to type 365 in and it pulled up a bunch of Office 365.
Yes, it did.
Images. Microsoft owns now. They own 365.
So we can no longer refer to it as a year.
Right.
So why don't they just call it Microsoft Year?
I mean, if they could figure out how to brand that, they probably would.
Hmm.
If they could buy the year.
Apparently,
you mean office year?
Apparently there's a state route 365 somewhere.
That's, I don't know. That's like some generic images. It's a lot of office stuff.
It is a lot of office stuff.
I wonder what the business looks like for Microsoft, the Office suite. With Google Docs and whatnot being available and all the free versions of all those programs.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they've lost some market share.
Well, I would imagine they would probably have to because people love free as opposed to paying for. So,
yeah. It's evident by our Patreon. I'm just kidding. Ah, shots fired.
What did you do?
Well, I want them to expect the expected. Sometimes we're assholes.
Expect the expected.
Mm-hmm. It's a new motto for 2020. It's where we don't rock the boat and you keep listening, you know?
So a suite, let's see. So Office 365 Home is $100 a year. 365 Personal is $70 a year. And Office Home and Student is $150 a year.
I believe the Personal can be used on one computer and Home can be used on multiple.
I believe that's correct. I do believe that's correct.
I'm not a home aficionado, but I believe. Yeah, one person.
Yeah.
Also, you can use it across multiple devices. It's just tied to your Microsoft login, which you could sell online for sure.
So that's yeah,
that's our Microsoft Office update.
Yep.
Or Office 365.
We helped.
That's it.
Yep, that's we helped.
That's the news for this week. It's just about Office 365.
365.
My computer came with some sort of trial. I'm using a Microsoft Surface, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they always do. They always come with a trial.
Yeah, it came with some sort of trial of Office. I used it. Here's the thing: it activates as soon as you like turn the computer on, basically, and I used it all of zero times.
Right. Yeah, I don't ever use Microsoft. I mean, pretty much, I use Google Docs for everything if I need to do. I don't really have a call to do that kind of stuff in my life much, so.
You're not ever making any pamphlets?
Not much.
Pamphlets.
Yeah,
pamphlets.
No pamphlets. I don't really do PowerPoint presentations, which I suppose is a different program.
It's all part of the Office suite, though.
But I don't use really any of that stuff.
I use all of them at work, So I don't want to come home and use them.
Well, you're not creating things. Isn't someone else creating it and you're just using it?
I wish. Sometimes we have to make PowerPoints. We're all the time having to build spreadsheets. Oh. It gets silly.
Oh.
Yeah, it gets real silly. It's like Gerald's creating a Office 365 account right now.
See, I am actually of that age. As you know, I'm a little bit older than you. I'm not actually very proficient with Microsoft Office. Fun fact about Dan.
Yeah, it just takes a little time. The great thing about the internet is lots of times in Excel, I'm not sure how to construct the formula that I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I can literally type the thing in I'm trying to do and then add the word Excel on the end and it immediately pops up instructions on how to do so.
Excel-em?
Excel.
Excel.
Excel-em. Sounds like you're trying to cast a spell.
I might be.
Excel-em Office 365.
That's right. Just make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you want the computer to do the computing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's right there in the name.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, I had a spill. Did you see that?
I did.
I got to clean up on aisle three over here. I was drinking some Vita Coco coconut water, pineapple flavor. It's the pressed coconut, not just the regular one.
Some Vita Coco.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Or Vita, if you want to have video game tie-in.
Ah.
Look at this one, though.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those before.
It's the pressed coconut, though, the ones you always see in the store, just coconut water.
Yeah.
This has a much grosser hue to it. You see that? Looks like semen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. It has a little bit of a semen-y visual to it.
Yeah, for the ones that can't see at home. For the audio-only listeners, which is everybody, it looks like semen. But it comes in a plastic container because fuck the earth. No, it's not in one of those.
Speaking of which, I think coming up here in my state of New York, I think they're getting ready to ban plastic bags. I think that starts this month.
You just have to pack your shit in paper.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're offering a paper alternative or not. I would hope so. I hope they're not expecting everybody to go to those other crappy bags that I don't like.
Those reusables?
Yeah, is that what they're called?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I don't use them.
Type in reusable bag and just see what pops up. I think it's
those. So if you don't even use them, are they still reusable?
They're usable at that point.
Like if you've never used them, are they still reusable?
Yeah, they're usable at that point. They're not reusable until you've used them.
Right, so they're just usable bags.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Can we see what the reusable... I think that's what they're called.
Is usable bags?
Reusable bags.
Oh, yeah, there they are.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can get them with fun logos on the side. You know? The support, you like whatever, like I like the environment plus this thing.
Yeah, I suppose. So I guess if it ever comes with an unannounced me not being on, it's because I went to jail. I'm in plastic bag jail.
Well, look at me living in one of those states that's totally against bag bans.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the gray indicate? Nothing?
I think that's someone who doesn't hold an opinion one way or the other.
They're real indifferent about the bags.
Now, I will say that none of that is unexpected. Okay, states that have bag bans are Oregon, California, looks like Maine, Vermont.
You can just say hippie states.
And is that Connecticut or Rhode Island?
Yeah, it looks like
in Connecticut. Delaware and Hawaii.
Hawaii has to, I feel like.
These are states, and then the states that are specifically against bag bans. See, we got Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Mississippi, Florida. What is that? Illinois, Michigan. There's a bunch of Midwest states. You got the Dakotas, it looks like. Idaho, Colorado.
It's like some Midwest stuff of kind of a Bible belt, a sweeping Bible belt.
Yeah. It's basically, it's anybody, basically what it's come down to now is anything that one side of the aisle is for, the other is against, regardless of what it is or how it might affect people.
Yeah, so. I mean, I think the real question is, what do I put my groceries in if I don't have them?
And, right, I know.
You know, until we figure that out down here where I'm at, we got to be against it. You know, Tennessee's anti-bag rules.
Which I kind of get. There's a lot more problems going on in our world than that. So, I kind of understand.
Do you guys still have plastic straws? Is that hit?
I could still get plastic straws here, yes. I don't think that's hit us.
You're not getting paper like when you go to a restaurant or anything?
Nope, I will not. Okay. I would never drink out of it. Even if I did, I wouldn't know it because I wouldn't drink it.
Would you carry in your pocket one of those like stainless steel straws?
I don't know.
Just switch over to a hydro flask?
No, I feel like I would just... I feel like at that point... Just to prove a point, I would get a plastic straw and just keep washing it.
Mm-hmm. Get switched to a hydro flask and drink beet juice all day.
I will never drink beet juice.
They carry beet juice at the store, and I'm like,
no.
How often do you throw away the supply of that and restock it?
Right.
Because I've never been like, boy golly, I sure could go for a glass of beet juice right now.
That's never happened to me once. You're correct.
Yeah.
It's like, beet juice or this monster? Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Nice refreshing. That's gross. Refreshing. Yeah.
Actually, I think my wife has had beet juice before.
I've tasted beet juice, but just because I was like, what is this monstrosity?
Actually, that stuff there. Producer Gerald has a picture of this Love Beets beet juice, and my wife had that because it's actually, I drink these... you know, the black raspberry ices.
Yeah.
I drink those, and they're actually a very similar color. The bottles are a little different, so that's good. Otherwise, I could accidentally drink one, and that would probably...
From far away, it looks like it says beef juice.
For beef?
Yeah, that tea is, like, tiny.
That's right. I'll just have that plastic bottle full of gravy, please.
Ooh, brown gravy.
Well, that would be beet juice, right?
Yeah, it's got a thing at the bottom when you open it that it actually warms up a little bit.
Yeah.
You have some warm brown gravy while you're driving down the road.
That sounds good.
I love it. Maybe even branch out, you know, maybe some biscuits and gravy type situation.
Yeah.
Some sausage gravy.
What about did you ever have those potato chips that were sausage and gravy flavored?
Yeah. I thought they were fine. I liked them. Yeah, I thought they were okay.
I never had them.
Chips is a snack. You know, chips is a snack that wasn't the whole thought. Chips is a snack. Chips is a snack that when I eat them, I feel like it's one of the grossest snacks that one could have. Especially if you're having like a Lay's, because they leave like the grease on your fingers or something.
Yep.
There's something about a potato chip that I'm like, this is what fat asses eat when I have them. That's the thought that I have.
Right.
And I don't get that out of any other snack to that degree.
You'll have to excuse me. I have to let my cat out for just a minute because he's being an asshole.
All right. We'll take a short break for Dan's cat. I mean, I'm going to stay here. Do you hear the cat? The cat's loud. I heard it. Hopefully that picked up. Now, Gerald's got the Southern Biscuits and Gravy Lay's bag pulled up. That's part of a... You know, Lay's does that thing every year where, like, you pick the flavor.
Yes.
It was part of that. I don't know if it's discontinued. I don't know if you can still find those or not.
I don't either. I'm back, by the way.
Yeah.
Quick and painless.
Yeah, it was. Except for the cat we want back in.
That's going to be annoying, and that motherfucker ain't coming in.
And about, what's the cat's name?
Willow.
Let's give a shout out to Willow. So, first interruption of the show in 2020.
Yep.
We'll give Willow an award. See, we told you, expect the expected. We've talked about potato chips, beet juice, and Dan's cat.
Yes.
So, we had a big one planned.
Oof.
Willow 2 confirmed.
Yeah, that's okay. And that's this week's show. That's the news.
That's the whole show. Did you, were you a Willow fan? I guess so, since you named your cat that.
I do like Willow, but I actually, he's is named Willow, or when we, he was a rescue, and he was actually, like, not of age. We, you know, we had to take care of him and stuff. He wasn't of age to be able to be around on his own yet. He was basically abandoned down.
He was a kitten.
At a beach. We found him and took him to the vet. Well, we thought it was a her. We took him to the vet, and apparently it takes a while to determine what their gender is. But the vet told us, yeah, pretty sure it's a girl. And the cat has red. It's kind of like orange and white. So we I named her Willow after Willow on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Naturally, as one does.
Yes. And then it turns out it's a dude. Cat. It's a male cat, but still, he's already named Willow, so the name Willow stuck.
Gerald thought you named it Willow after this gentleman that apparently wrestles.
Yeah, and that seems like me, doesn't it?
It's a Jeff Hardy's alter ego. I've never seen this Willow character till this moment in my life.
Me either.
This is my first time witnessing this character, who I think is supposed to be like menacing looking, but almost comes off silly, especially in the trench coat with the umbrella.
And the umbrella, yeah, the
very
umbrella.
Mary Poppins.
Yes.
So, anyways, shout out to Beet Juice. Shout out to Willow. Shout out to 2020. Not the show, but the year. Yeah, Office 365. Shout out to you. Shout out to Docs. Not Doc Doors, but Google Docs.
I'm gonna clarify. And by the way, I want everybody's thoughts on something. Four more shows. We show 369. I say we just play Lil Jon songs the whole time.
I'm not against it. I mean, I'll tell you right now. Probably cast my vote for. Now, I can almost assure you immediately copyright strikes, and also that the show probably gets shut down forever.
Probably.
Looking at the status of the Patreon, we cannot survive a lawsuit from Little John. I'll just tell you.
Okay. You know, is he even a thing anymore? Is he even around?
Yeah, 100%. He's huge in Atlanta.
He always was huge in Atlanta.
I think he's like on the sidelines of like every game for everything they have.
Yeah, and I can already tell you that regardless of what we talk about for 369, the episode title will be From the Windows to the Walls. You got that?
Hope people will email in and let us know the next part. Hope people just let us know. That song will always remind me of Need for Speed Underground. Because it played the whole time I tried to customize my car. And I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate that song. And actually, if you go onto YouTube, you can find some amazing acoustic covers of it that are pretty crazy.
Gerald's trying to pull up a Lil Jon video. There's a Peloton commercial playing. I think Peloton's neat. First off, they only show skinny people already on it. There's no fat asses on a Peloton.
Well, that's every exercise equipment commercial.
But the problem I have with it is they show it in what I would consider to be like a modest, nice, middle-class home. And that bitch is like $4,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody got time for that?
Mm-mm.
Look at Lil Jon.
Lil Jon and the East Side Boys.
It's like Jermaine Dupri or something.
Ying Yang Twins?
Ying Yang Twins. There's Lil Jon right there with his pimp cup, pimp juice. Mm-hmm. What a national treasure that guy is. He was on that Pepsi commercial with Cardi B, remember last year?
I do.
He's not going anywhere.
And when a 45-year-old guy pulls out Ying Yang Twins, you know he's got his shit together, by the way.
Gerald got to that too quick, like he had it saved. He got to that video so fast.
Yes. No, you're right.
He says 369.
Yes, out of Step Up to the Streets, which is the pinnacle of the Step Up series, in my opinion.
I'm a Step Up 1 fan, if I had to choose.
Step Up 2.
How many did they make of those?
I got like 4 or 5 of them.
Like Step Back Up?
No, they're all Step Up 2 with something else after it.
Oh, really? They're all 2s? Or they're just Step Up with like a name?
Sorry, they're all Step Up with something else after it.
Yeah.
You know, Step Up 2, Balls to the Wall.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Which should actually be Fast and the Furious 9, Balls to the Wall. But, yeah, Step Up 3D.
I think it's Fast and the Furious 9, Balls Deep.
Step Up All In.
All In.
I want to see Step Up All In. I never saw it. But that dude didn't even have a shirt.
They didn't even try with like a skimpy shirt. He just has no shirt. Step Up Revolution.
Oh, Step Up Revolution. I did see that one. I've actually seen them all except for Step Up All In. And that's kind of that's actually the true pinnacle, because that's one where it brings everybody from all the Step Ups into the movie, into the one movie.
Do you remember Stomp the Yard?
I do remember Stomp the Yard. I also remember Drumline.
Drumline was super good.
Drumline was real good, especially if you're a Nick Cannon fan.
Yeah, who's not, though? Okay, well, now everybody, because he went after Eminem.
I don't know, Nick Cannon, in that movie he kind of comes off as trying a little too hard to be petulant.
You know, Nick Cannon without a shirt was immediate too.
You know, he's always doing that thing in Drumline, he's like rubbing his hands and sneering and licking his lips like he's just the baddest man on the planet.
Well, have you seen it? He is. You
know, and I disagree.
Me and Nick Cannon, we're fine. We don't beef.
Oh, I don't have a problem with
it. It sounds like you do have a problem with it.
I just think he overacted. He was a little cheesy in that movie.
Episode 365, Dan hates Nick Cannon.
Why y'all always got to do this to me?
So you've retired from video games.
I don't know that I've retired. I am taking a bit of a sabbatical. There's just nothing I'm excited about.
Dan's on holiday.
I'm on holiday. I did play a little bit of a Mario Kart this week. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. Like I said, there's just nothing that I'm excited to get into. I have a lot of stuff that I want to play to get back to. I want to play the Outer Worlds again. I keep talking about The Witcher 3, wanting to get back into that. But I don't know. I'm not excited to do it, even though I want to play it. I'm just going through a depressed period, I guess, as far as video gaming goes. Plus, I'm catching up on a lot of TV that I've been wanting to catch up with. So I finally finished Star Wars Rebels. Yeah. Now I'm starting Clone Wars.
Starting Clone Wars?
Yeah.
There's a lot of those.
I'm on episode 3. There's like 6 seasons.
You're on season 1?
Oh, yeah, episode 3, season 1.
Yeah, that's a lot of Star Wars.
I'm watching them in order. Yeah, Rise of Skywalker really got me back into the Star Wars thing, plus Disney Plus, everything's on there.
Why'd you feel the need to say you're watching them in order? Who the fuck watches them out of order?
Well, apparently, the Clone Wars is the way that it's set up. There's a whole article on it. If you look it up on Google, you'll find it. There's a whole article where basically each of the episodes is kind of as a standalone episode, and there's different arcs that are scattered like throughout the whole entirety of the series. So there's this whole thing where an episode, you know, season 1, you watch episode 18, 19, then season 3, you watch episode 10 and 11, and apparently it's set up really, really weird like that.
You just watch them in the order they came out in. That's how it works.
Right, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's how it works. I've been playing a lot of video games, mostly Rocket League and Wreckfest.
I'm three playing trophies. Rocket League with who?
Solo. I did play it with a friend of the show, Marshall 205, and friend of the show, Patman. One night, we tried to play again last night. Me and friend of the show, Howard, or Marshall 205. I gave out his full name now. It's fine.
Christian name.
Yeah, it's fine. And we were not having a good go at it. So we played like 6 games. We lost all 6. And so I was like, what if we just played Wreckfest because this isn't going well? So we jumped in Wreckfest and we dominated last night.
No, good. Hey, my understanding is friend of the show, Marshall 205, since they've changed the blueprint system, apparently that was his whole reason for playing that game.
Yeah, he was loved the crate system. Yeah, he loved crates a lot, apparently. So, you know, it sounds silly. I think it's less tied to the crate and more tied to the way that the community was treated in all this.
Okay.
I think he took like personal offense to the way it all went down, the way that it was so expensive, and then they backed it down to what is still expensive, but it seemed better because it was so expensive to start with, and because he feels like this is like the Epic influence, and he just sees it getting worse and worse. So I think he just, you know, to not make it hard on himself, you know.
Well, considering Marshall 205 is a friend of mine as well, I can totally see that. That rationale that you're giving for his current distaste for Rocket League.
Now, let me tell you what's interesting, though, with Wreckfest, as we're done with Rocket League. Wreckfest, when you get online and play, there's always, there's maybe like 20 servers, right? And like 10 of them are full.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. You can create your own server, but there's no need because we like to play the ones that are, that the game automatically creates.
Right.
You see, this has a tight community because every night that we play, it's the same, you know, you'll see 2 or 3 people that you've played with before. So what's happening is we're actually like starting to like, we'll jump in a room and be like, oh, this asshole's in here because he's somebody that we've raced 2 or 3 times. And that person then like races you harder because you're like almost starting to build up like a real like life
a real rivalry
system. Yeah, it's kind of neat. There's a couple assholes we play with multiple times now. We race each other a little harder because we're starting to learn how that person races, and it's kind of neat. It's like a real small tight community.
Yeah, it doesn't sound neat.
Like right now, if I got on and loaded into a room, there would be somebody that I've raced against before in there that I can recognize. And like last night, we were, you know, he won, then I won, then I won, then he won, then I won. So I'm like, now next time we join the room, someone's going to be like, it's these assholes. They're always in there together, and they dominated last time they were here. So they're going to race us a little harder. I think that's kind of neat. Because it's not like, you know, in Rocket League, you occasionally see the same name. Most of the time, you don't know what to expect.
Right. I mean, because there's such a huge number of people that play it.
Mm-hmm. But the community's small enough in Wreckfest, it's kind of neat that you're starting to see the same people, and I'm kind of into it.
Right.
Now, whoop, I think I dropped my bottle. I've had a lot of bottle issues this morning.
Now, would I enjoy Wreckfest?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think you would like the single player, but the multiplayer, because it's not about being the best. Like, you could be the worst driver and win. Wreckfest is not very skill-related. It sort of is, but you could just get fucked too, you know? Last night I was leading by like 20 seconds, which is pretty substantial in that game. Mm-hmm. It was a figure eight track. I got T-bone going through the figure eight, which pushed me all the way down the wrong lane. I respawned because I was so far out, I couldn't even figure out what to do anymore. As soon as respawning, I got ass-ended, spun all the way around into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was in third place, and then I drove too hard trying to get back up to first and wrecked myself totally out and came in like 14th. So, you know, it can change that quick. I was running second last night, and some fine Samaritan put the leader into the wall when they were trying to lap him and crashed him out of the race, and I was able to cruise through an easy victory.
Nice.
You know, because you're not just dealing with cross traffic or whatever's going on, you're also dealing with lap cars. So as you start lapping cars, those assholes don't care. They're not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll run you off the road and you'll hit a pine tree head on. And, you know, it's just a whole thing. But I think anyone who, because you could win at any point. Like, you're never out of any race ever. Unless you crash out. So, I mean, I've been in 14th place, and by the time it's over, I'm in third, and I just drove like regular, but just so much shit was happening. I think you would still have fun with it, because there would be those moments where you're like, this game is fucking nuts. But as far as working through the single player, which is what you have to do to unlock a lot of the cars, I don't think you would enjoy that at all.
No.
So you almost would need the game and like unlock pass, which they don't sell. I think to enjoy it, because I don't think you would like playing the single player, which is the same game but against the computer.
Right.
It's just doing races. There's not like an epic story for Wreckfest.
I didn't assume that there was, no.
Yeah.
No.
There's also some joy that comes of racing online and seeing somebody who you know is about to sideswipe you, and then you jam on the brakes and he smashes into the wall and starts flipping in front of you. Mm-hmm. There's some real joy that comes with that moment.
I can see that. I can see that.
You're like, eat my ass, and you drive by, you know.
Well, probably sounds like I won't get it, because I'm not buying a game just for the multiplayer.
No, if it was like $9.99 or something, you should scoop it up.
Yeah, I probably would. Yeah, you're right.
I think it's still like $29. It's too high. We bought the season pass, too, both of us, because it comes with 20 extra cars. So I'm going to platinum the game. The ones I have left are pretty simple. Level 50, I think I'm level 41. Win every event, or not win it. See, that's another thing that you might be okay with. You don't have to win the events. You just have to complete them.
For the trophies, or?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, so.
So it's like an easy platinum?
Yeah, it's very easy platinum. Like, it's complete every event. It's not win every event. So okay. You just have to get in and race it to completion, basically. You can come in last. Even for, like, the money to move on, if something is, like, 800 stars is what you can unlock. If you don't win them all, you still might get like 600 stars. So you can still like progress the entire game without being a fucking stud.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the double decker there, that car.
Oh, yeah.
That's like an old Camaro with a VW welded to the top. But it's just really silly and goofy, and it definitely never takes itself serious. The customization is all like really easy. It's got sport, it's got racing, so you kind of can figure out, am I trying to be heavy and good for destruction derby stuff, or am I trying to be fast and lightweight for racing?
Right.
But, you know, everybody's constantly spinning out and flipping and wrecking. But if you like racing, that game is a good deal at $29. If you don't and you have some friends that are playing, I think at $10, which it'll eventually get to, people should buy it. And it is an easy platinum.
Yeah, but at that point, you guys won't be playing anymore, so.
But other people will.
Well, yeah, I'm not concerned with them.
Good old other people. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. Thanks. Here's a whole year of shit you can listen to. Glad you could finally make it to the party. I mean, there's more than a year's worth, but if you listen to one a day, there's a year's worth now.
Yep.
Yeah, so Gerald's asking where you would go to listen to episode one. I'm going to actually tell you, I think that answer is nowhere. Because I believe if you go to our site, you can only start with episode 165 if you go to GameStitch.com. And YouTube is somewhere around the same.
What happened there?
Well, so a lot has happened over the issue. We've changed the way we hosted. There was also some other issues that happened with our site before. Every episode exists. I have every episode. I don't think Apple lets you all the way back either. But I will eventually make them... that episode 364, toss a coin to your Witcher. I will eventually probably stick them on like a Patreon for anybody that does like a dollar or above can get every episode. But I do have them all.
I'm not sure you want to go back that far and listen, but...
No, I don't suggest that at all. It's more of a bragging right for us than an encouragement for you. I don't even suggest starting at episode 300 and working your way 65 episodes forward.
You don't think so?
No, I think last week's is a good starting point. I liked our Game of the Year, Game of the Decade stuff, so that's four episodes ago. I don't think you should do much more than that. This is the best episode of the show we've ever done, and next week will be the best episode of the show we've ever done. And we're not like a look in the past kind of show. You know?
Well, I guess it depends on what you're listening for. If you're listening for the news, probably don't there's no reason to go back because it's old news, obviously. But if you're listening for the witty banter and just to see what crazy ass topic we decided to talk about that day, then it might be worth it just to see.
Yeah. I'm going to say don't ever go back though.
I'm going to say you do you and you do what you want to do.
Let's live in the moment and just see where that takes us, I think. Wow, look at that. Nintendo NX. That's when the Switch was still called that.
Yep.
Forgot about
that.
Wow,
that's a long time ago.
162 is the oldest episode on YouTube, which is the first episode we put on YouTube back when I was still doing thumbnails instead of the generic one that it does.
Yep.
Obviously, people like the generic ones better. Those got much more views. We don't have a lot of people that listen on YouTube. We're mostly, we're audio, so people click on it and they're like, oh, you're not a video. And we're like, nope. And they're like, see ya.
Yeah, people do like their videos. I'm not a video guy. I prefer the listening ones.
Look, there's producer Gerald's Lego/Minecraft show that he did. See, people don't know, but I mean, we did all kinds of content that wasn't just this show early on.
Right, we did.
There's a Witcher adventure. The Witcher 3 adventure. There's Gerald's Minecraft stuff he did. We just did some Let's Plays and some streams. We did a whole Patreon thing where we did our back catalog games.
Yeah. I think there's video of us playing the Rocket League beta, isn't there? One of us?
This is it right here.
It's you.
It's beta. Look, I got my fucking face on there.
I know. How'd you swing that?
I don't even live there anymore. That's a house ago.
How did you do that? Oh, you just brought it up in the corner there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, look at the beta now open. Well, that game looks exactly the same.
Yeah. I don't know how that's a beta.
That game was brilliant from the start. Man. That's it. Looks like my camera's almost moving, which I don't understand. Looked like it panned like I had a camera person.
Maybe you did.
I might have.
You might have somebody holding it for you.
Definitely not. Definitely not. I like how I decided that was the perfect spot, too, where you could see like part of a door.
And it looks like you got like some patches on the drywall there.
It's not. It's the sheen. From the light. Yeah, I thought that too for a second. I was like, wait a second, did I punch a hole and forget about it?
Oh, look at that. I got an epic kill in Destiny up on there. Huh.
There's me playing Shovel Knight. My image may also be on this. I was trying to do the camera thing at first.
Scroll up, Gerald. Scroll up further.
Interesting. This is a lot of our memories here.
Destiny Project epic Color. Kill. What's that?
Dan wants to see his own footage.
I do.
Some
I want to see
like
what
to
it
enjoy
is.
Enjoy the pleasure. Because
I kind of remember this, but that's not as hard and heavy into Destiny. What's going on here? I'm shooting folks.
I'm pretty sure you like jump up in the air and RPG down or something.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I've seen this before.
I think that's right.
I enjoy our content. So old. We should get back into streaming. I know people want us to. It's just a commitment, you know.
Do people want us to?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so, or you know so?
I mean, I get emails about it occasionally. They were like, "When are you guys going to do a live stream?" And I'm like, "Hey, let's just calm down, everybody."
Hey, you know what? We still have to play No Way Out.
That's true. I think it's called A Way Out.
A Way Out, whatever it is.
Is it called No Way Out?
I don't think so.
Ain't No Way Out.
I think it's
that Gerald's Garage. I think
it's
Gerald's Garage back there in Grand Theft Auto.
I think it's A Way Out.
Yeah, I think it is too. No Way Out, something different.
Yeah, A Way Out.
Still ready to go. Still ready to play.
Yeah, I'll be up.
You know, so I've gone back and forth. We play every single night. So I have said in the past, and me in front of the show, Marshall 205, because he would like to get involved in the streaming with us. You know, he said every night, let's just stream an hour of the time that we play each night. and then we can shut the stream off and keep playing like normal. But the first hour, let's just stream it. And, you know, I've thought about it because that would give us some consistency.
Right.
People would be able to count on us being there at a certain time if we streamed, you know, from 10 to 11 every day. I don't know. We're not ruling it out. I'm not committing to anything. So the issue was that you can only stream from one person at a time.
Yes.
On
Twitch. I can't even get on Twitch for us.
Right. So if you can get on there and stream, I can't.
Right.
But you can stream to YouTube, and I could stream to Twitch and then move it to YouTube.
Right.
Which is probably the easiest way for us to do it. And also, I think the key is, you know, if I'm on playing pretty well every night, I could just start the stream. If you jump on, great. If you don't, that's fine too.
Right.
Anything you do, you would be doing separate from me. The problem is that you can't have rights on Twitch the way it was before. You can't have rights to Twitch to the account without me deactivating your PS4 and reactivating mine each time.
Right. And that's a pain in the ass.
The workaround is that everybody could do YouTube at the same time. So you could stream to YouTube, and the next day I could stream to YouTube. So I think that's why we predominantly focused on doing it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. It was just easier for all of us to do.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I would definitely consider getting back to it just to give you guys some stuff. They wouldn't be edited videos or anything like that. They'd just be us playing.
Yeah.
You know, if we
maybe
got
with our face in the corner, maybe not.
Maybe not. And again, you know, it doesn't mean we won't do anything in the future. It just means like right now, if we were going to do something, it'd probably be that. It's not really any more work, I guess. I mean, I'm already playing.
Yeah, it's just literally clicking a button.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see, okay? Not about all this fucking pressure you guys are all putting on us.
I know. Remember, expect the expected.
Yeah, we got to play No Way Out, though.
Ain't No Way Out. Definitely.
As you call it.
I called it No Way Out.
Ain't No Way Out.
It's A Way Out.
Mm-hmm.
You called it Ain't No Way Out.
Because that's just repeating after you. If you want to support the show, patreon.com/GameStitch. It'll let us do some of these fun things maybe we're talking about. But maybe not. But head over there and support us. patreon.com/GameStitch. If you can, if you're broke or you don't like giving us money or you don't think we deserve your money, then just keep listening for free. You know? Dan said at the top of the show, but people love free and we get that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's jump into the news. There's not a lot. We'll start off with maybe the most unexpected story for me, just because I just didn't see anybody wanting to do this, but Alienware showed off a concept UFO handheld that's pretty much a Switch.
Yeah, that's the name of it, the UFO.
The UFO.
It's a concept of a portable-style console similar to the Switch that, you know, goes on a dock and all that.
So it's a tablet just like the Switch. It has two controllers that slide onto each side just like the Switch. It is playing PC games, unlike the Switch, which is playing Switch games. It does have a docking method. It was part of the concepts that they showed off there, that Alienware showed off with some folding laptops and other things. Now, here's the part that's strange, though, is everyone who was there who got to touch this thing said that for what is they're calling a concept, this thing was surprisingly complete and finished feeling.
Right, right. It felt like it was real and ready to go.
And they also made the comment that you may not see any of these for a long time, or maybe we'll talk about it soon. So it's led people to believe that this is the thing they're saying is close.
Mm-hmm.
I think people were available to play World War Z in person, and they said the game ran flawless on there. And I'm interested in this thing. It's got a very Switch-like look to it.
Yes, it does. It's for me, I think it'd be super cool because I can play more of some of the types of games I like to play without any restrictions.
I, for the longest time, have said I want an easy way to play PC games, and
right.
I thought that would be something that was like a Steam box, which they kind of went away, but maybe it's something like this. This seems like a Switch that plays PC games.
Right. Now, the issue is going to come down to price point, obviously.
It's for sure going to be expensive.
Yeah, and that's going to be an out for me. And I would imagine probably for most people, I don't know that this is something that your hardcore hardcore PC gamers really want.
Look how Switch-like this is. The controllers slot into a thing just like the Switch do. It has a kickstand.
It looks very much.
This fucker is a PC Switch.
Yep.
It's a neat idea. I'm watching it. But you gotta imagine it's $1,000.
Minimum, at least. Yeah. I mean, Alienware, you don't find many Alienwares for less than that.
I'll tell you what, if that thing comes with a dock, it comes with everything you've seen in all these pictures, and it's $1,000 and it works to play pretty well any PC game, and it's working through like Steam or something, I would consider it still.
Oh, I probably would too, but I can't guarantee that I would spend the money on it.
Yeah, and I don't know that I would either, but I would consider it. A friend of the show, Patman, ordered his Oculus Quest. Shout out to him, because I want one real bad.
Oh, he ordered one, huh?
Yeah, he ordered one. Son of a bitch.
Wow.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, he ordered it. I'm super pumped for him because I want one. But he has one on the way. That kickstand's like the whole bag. Look at that.
I know. That tells me that thing weighs a lot.
Yeah, probably. I feel like I would mostly play dock, though.
Yeah,
much like
me too.
I do the Switch. So that's kind of our first story, and I'm going to call that our flagship story because that's the only one that's really kind of a story.
True that.
But I'm definitely interested in that thing. I'm cautiously optimistic about that. And I think it's not as concept-y as some of the other things they showed out. They showed off, not showed out.
A lot of good stuff at CES this year that is probably crazy and unnecessary, but
Google Home,
super cool,
and Echo integration are on everything.
Yep.
They showed off an Echo bed that's not made by them. It's like a partnership, a toilet that has it built in.
Yep,
it's out of control.
Everything.
It's out of control. This is my future, and I'm super excited about it. For everyone that's like, you don't want everything listening, I'd say you're wrong, because apparently so does everybody. Everybody else wants something listening, including me.
I do.
Yeah. Being able
I want everything smart if I can get it, but
some asshole the other day made a comment to me. They're going to remain nameless. But they made a comment. Okay. They're like, if your house does everything for you, everybody's just going to be fat like the people in WALL-E. And I'm like, how many calories do you think I'm burning by turning my lights on?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. You think that's a problem? That I'm not setting my own timer? You know? I think that's the issue. How many calories do I burn vacuuming the floor? I just didn't vacuum very much before, you know? Now the robot keeps it tidy.
Yeah. I mean, but you do still have to, you know, once or twice a week hit it hard, because it, you know, it basically does a touch up.
It's a maintained situation. I will say, right, if I start from a very clean place as far as the carpet goes, because I'm hardwood with a rug, mm-hmm, if I start from a very clean place and I have it go every day on its own, I could pretty well probably go a month at a time without vacuuming. I don't do that just because of I have pets and stuff and they leave things laying around. So I run it a few times a week and I vacuum usually once a week myself.
Yeah. That's about how we do it.
You know, it's still nice. It keeps me from vacuuming all the time. Now I will say I mop maybe once a month, but the mop and vacuum does its thing and it's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Cause I don't like to mop. We have like a steamer that I use.
Mm-hmm.
But I let that mop just do its thing. So, anyone who's like, anyone you're walking by and you're like, that person takes bad care of themselves and they're fat as fuck and they're not in shape, it's not because
they have
an Echo or Google Home at home. That's not
no.
Why. Yeah. You don't need to make the comment to somebody like, what's America's gone to shit? Because that's not why.
Lies.
It's not why.
All lies.
Yeah. It's not why at all. So, CES was cool. There is a lot of stuff to see from there. I will say, unfortunately, a lot of videos for CES, when you try to look at the products, you have to click the next slide and that kind of shit.
Yep, not
cool. Galleries, which is a pain in the ass.
CNET's the worst for that.
Oh, my God. CNET loves a gallery. Loves a gallery. Look at that toilet. That's a snazzy looking. Is that real? Is that somebody's mock-up? Good looking shitter. I don't know about the angle for the back though. I don't know if I want to be that comfortable when I'm taking a dump.
Yeah, I don't know.
I dig the light, though, so you don't pee in the floor, and you're like, whoops, not the toilet.
Built into a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that's unnecessary. I think that's, like, why?
I have a Dot in my bathroom, an Echo Dot.
Well, no, I have a Google Home in my bathroom. A Google Home Mini, but I don't know about needing it one for the toilet.
Somebody's listening to you poop all the time.
Well, I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about, well, like, what honestly does it do?
Yeah, look, so that's Sony showed off a car for some reason.
Yeah, Sony's electric car.
Yeah, that's their car right there. I just don't know if I need Sony making a car. Thought it looked pretty good, though.
It does, but I'm not buying that first generation. There's no fucking way.
I'm just wondering when the slim version of the car and the pro version are going to come out.
Yeah.
Fucking Sony.
Sony Car 1. Sony Car 2.
Yeah, that's right.
Sony Car 3.
The Sony Car Station 1. We'll move on from the UFO concept to Microsoft has trademarked the Xbox Series X slogan, "Power Your Dreams." Dan, how does that make you feel?
I don't give a shit.
Power on those dreams, sir.
I mean, yeah, they said it when they first announced it, first showed it. That's what they said. Obviously, it's supposed to give off the feeling that, you know, anything you think of, you can do with the Xbox Series X. That's what they're going for. Good for them.
Power your dreams.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Cool. I know what it means. I think it's a non-story, but I know there's not a lot to happen this week, so I know why it's on here.
Speaking of non-story, also at CES, Sony unveiled the logo for the PlayStation 5, and it looks like the PlayStation 4 if you replace the 4 with the number 5.
And the internet is losing its goddamn mind about this.
There are more people talking about the PlayStation 5 logo, which again is exactly the same, than the fucking car that they made.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're Sony, you should take that as a hint and stop making other shit, because people literally only care about the one thing that you make. Supposedly their earbuds, Sony's earbuds, are very, very good too.
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, like their AirPods, the Gear, what are those called? The Gear ears, the Samsung Gear Pod things.
The Samsung ones?
Yeah. What are they called?
Oh, did we lose Ryan?
Nope, I'm here. I'm for sure still here.
Oh, he froze up and stopped talking.
No, I never stopped talking.
Oh, well, you did on this end.
What are the Samsung ones called?
Galaxy Buds.
Yeah, so the Galaxy Buds and the AirPods. Sony's got these ones to compete with those, and apparently their noise canceling is by far the best in those.
I have heard that. I have heard that their noise canceling is excellent in those.
Yeah.
Somebody actually used that. JBL makes some really good ones too, supposedly.
Somebody had that Comic Sans PS5 logo that made me uncomfortable. Did you see that? But yeah, the internet's ablaze with people talking about a logo that I would describe as not surprising at all.
No, as completely and totally expected.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yep. We've had 4 previous options. It's kind of like we knew what was going to happen.
Yep.
From PS... Yep. From PlayStation to PS2 to PS3 to PS4, and now you're losing your minds over PS5.
Would you have liked to see them go back to that PS2 look? Because I sure wouldn't.
No, no.
I don't necessarily love the font that they use for PS4 or PS5, but it's consistent.
It is consistent. It's been consistent since PS3, actually.
Yeah, power your dreams, Dan.
Yep, with... I'll be sure to.
To the next hard-hitting story, PlayStation Home Service is finally going to launch in February 2020. I'm just having a hard time figuring out what.
I think you misspoke.
I meant Pokemon Home.
Okay.
But it's all the same because PlayStation Home was also confusing. Pokemon Home has a release window during this week's Pokemon Direct presentation. Nintendo and the Pokemon Company revealed that the new cloud storage service, that's right, you heard me right, the cloud storage service will launch sometime in February 2020. It was first announced last June. It's some sort of Pokemon bank-like service that allows you to store, transfer your Pokemon between Pokemon Go, Pokemon Let's Go, Pokemon Sword and Shield to the cloud. So for those that are all worried about losing their Pokemans, this is a storage solution for that. And I'm interested to see what this thing costs, if it's a one-time payment or I bet it's a monthly charge.
Oh, I'm sure it's monthly.
How many people do this? I think it would be genius if it was a monthly charge and it was $2 a month and it was $2 a month forever. Because I bet a lot of people would use it.
Yeah, essentially this is a cloud service for Pokemon only.
Mm-hmm, for the Pokemon.
Pretty much. For the Pokemans.
At the Pokemon Direct, they also showed off or announced the reveal of Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Remake for Switch. So people who love their Pokemon getting more Pokemon. And I'm sure every Pokemon game that comes out from here on out will be tied into this Pokemon Home.
Pokemon Home, yeah, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Now, producer Gerald, a big fan of Pokemon Go. Are you interested in the Pokemon Home? Nope. It was a hard no. He's not. He doesn't want to invest in the Pokemon.
Hard no. No interest.
Yeah, into the ecosystem. He hates all Pokemon except for Go.
He only plays Pokemon Go, so he's not worried about that. He doesn't play the other games, so there's no concerns there about the transfer of Pokemans.
We'll keep you updated on the Pokemon Home.
Hmm.
And in case you're like, who plays Pokemon Go anymore except for producer Gerald? Well, the answer is a lot of fucking people.
This is crazy. I would not have expected this.
I would not have expected this either, but 2019 was the biggest financial success of Pokemon Go's existence.
Crazy.
Raking in nearly $900 million in 2019 in microtransactions alone.
Alone.
Which is really, I guess, the only way it makes money. But shout out to Niantic and to the Pokemon Company and to Nintendo for fucking just keeping this game rolling. I will say, when I go and gather the news every week, there's always a million stories about Pokemon Go still, like, you can get this on this day, and there's this new event starting, and they have stayed on top of that game, and I've often wondered why, because I don't see people playing it anymore, but then I guess they just gave me 900 million reasons why.
Yeah, it's apparently still a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know this.
And I know that it's rolling to countries that didn't have it, things like that, you know. The craze has started in some places, even though it's tailed off here, but it's
still
blown away by that number.
It's a huge, yeah, it's a crazy number.
Mm-hmm. Crazy taxi.
Crazy taxi.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Crazy taxi. I love that game.
Yeah, I do remember that.
It reminds me of my youth.
I don't know what reminds me of my youth.
Gerald wants to know if we like microtransaction orders participate on the phone. I do not, but I do pay for Apple Arcade.
Nor do I.
So I don't do any microtransactions. I play games that all have them, but I've never spent money on them. No, I pay for Apple Arcade. I don't use any kind of points or surveys or anything.
Well,
yeah, Gerald's referring to the service where you can earn credits in Google Play, and a lot of that money's coming from that because Android was the top contributor of the Pokemon money. Again, I will say that, you know, Apple probably has some sort of alternative where you can do that. I don't mess with it. I just pay my $5 a month for Apple Arcade.
I do not game on my phone. I did try Google Play Pass when it was free, and it really wasn't worth it to me because I don't game on my phone. So, however, to answer, I did sign up for Google Opinion Rewards, which is what producer Gerald is talking about. And what I essentially do is I buy or rent movies with that money. And so it's essentially like I can like buy my movie for free. So that's what I do with that money. I don't use it towards games or microtransactions, unless you consider buying a movie through Google Movies and TV, a microtransaction. Because I do purchase and rent movies that way.
Are they like 49 cents?
To rent?
Yeah.
No, they're usually $2.99, $3.99. You can buy some for, it just depends on the age of the movie. If they're running a sale, like anything else.
Yeah, it's probably not microtransaction because you're not buying it from inside of something else.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm buying it strictly from Google.
You're buying that thing as it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm betting Niantic and Pokemon also don't care where the money's coming from. As long as they're getting that shit. That's it for the news. It is a hard-hitting week. So we've got two stories about things that aren't really stories, the PS5 logo and the Xbox Power Your Dreams. We've got two Pokemon stories, which no one except for Gerald here still plays, or Pokemon Go, I should say. I like Pokemon, and I need to get back into it. And then we have one story about a thing that I actually care about, which is a thing that may never come out. So there you go.
Oh, yeah, the Alien Switch?
Yeah, the Alienware Switch. Switchware.
I'll tell you what I talked about earlier how I've been playing Star Wars, or I've been watching a lot of Star Wars and stuff. I'm looking into, because I know that you can sync up a PlayStation controller to your computer. So I'm actually thinking about seeing if Knights of the Old Republic will run on my computer, on my laptop, and starting to play that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking into it. I don't know. But that was a game I always wanted to play, and I never did. And I think it might be free to play now. I'm not positive. But I it's a game I've always wanted to play. Or maybe it's just the Old Republic. It's not Knights of the Old Republic. I think it's just the Old Republic. It's that like MMORPG thing. So I'm thinking about trying that and seeing. Just wanted to throw that out there. I don't know why.
You don't know why you threw it out there or why you're thinking about playing it?
Why I threw it out there. I know I'm thinking about playing it because I'm really on a Star Wars binge right now. But
yeah, you have been all in on Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Old Republic, is that it?
Man, The Mandalorian really brought me back around full circle to Star Wars.
There's Star Wars Angry Birds if you're looking for something in the meantime.
Not that. Not that.
If you're looking for a good time. Good Lord, look how many Star Wars games.
There are a lot. Well, this is going all the way back, I think. Plus, it's all the crap.
We haven't even got that far back. I mean, Force Awakens looks like the oldest thing on there.
There's the Old Republic.
Is it still going?
Yeah, it's still going.
And there's no monthly, you don't think?
I don't think there is anymore, no. I mean, it came out in what, 2011?
Yeah.
2010? I think. So I would think not. I don't know how much it is, but
what's Amazon showing there? $4. You could probably swing
$4.
That.
Huh? Yeah, I could probably swing $4.
Well, I worked that in the budget for this month.
I'll probably, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you could torrent that thing, steal it.
It's just something I'm considering because I really want to play that game. And I was hoping that at some point it would come to consoles, and it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, just something I'm considering.
So maybe you'll have an update on a 10-year-old game next week. That's what you're saying. Be timely.
yeah. That's why we don't go back and listen to the old ones, to the old episodes, folks.
We were talking about, the impact that the Witcher series on Netflix had on The Witcher 3, but apparently all the Star Wars stuff is having the same impact on Battlefront 2.
Yes, yes.
So that game has seen a resurgence. I think it's like $10 now, and apparently people are playing the shit out of it.
Right.
So, friend of the show, Marshall, picked it up again, Marshall 205. Friend of the show, Patman's going to play it with him, and apparently there's like a thriving community now.
In Battlefront 2?
Yeah, and I think it has a story mode, and that game is seriously like $9. So people are jumping back to that in droves.
Hmm.
That's all the news.
Was it?
It was a hearty helping of news this week. Campbell's Chunky could sponsor that section of news.
Oh, yeah. Lots going on.
Mm-hmm. It looks like soup, but eats like a meal. Is that their thing is something like that.
Something like that. Eats like, yeah. I do remember eats like a meal.
Mm-hmm. So that brings us to shout outs. Remember patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to support us at the $10 tier or higher, you get a shout out each and every episode. We haven't heard from either Zach or Thomas lately. So best wishes, guys, in your 2020. Hit us up so we know what you're up to.
Thomas. Thomas has joined a band.
He's in a band?
And he's in a band. And they are, I believe, last night they played a gig at a brewery.
Thomas, so. get us some audio of the band, and we'll put it in, and we'll close out a show with it.
Yep.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
Get us some audio.
I don't know the name of the band off the top of my head.
We'll get that too. He'll text me or write into us. We'll get some info for you guys so that you can check his band out. We'll pimp that out for him.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure that I don't know if last night was their first gig, but I do know that they had a gig last night. So.
What is Zach in a band?
I don't think Zach. I don't know if Zach's in a band.
I don't want to leave his out if he is because we shouted out Thomas. So,
but
both of you let us know about your band.
Yes.
And how that's going. Now, I saw somebody play DJ Hero.
Like in real life?
No, on a stream.
Oh.
That's all I've been able to think about. You know, I already still thought about DJ Hero sometimes.
Yeah, you said that last week.
But since seeing someone play it, it's all I've thought about.
The week before last, sorry.
But I have to set my PS3 back up for it. It's just a whole thing.
Yeah.
Don't even
it
know
is
where
a whole thing.
PS3 is like packed up somewhere in its original box.
It seems like a lot of work to pull it out to find it, huh?
Yeah, but not a lot of work to fucking throw down those fresh beats, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's worth it. That DJ Hero for phone or tablet would be nice right now.
Hey, yo, give me a beat.
That's exactly how that game goes. Sounds just like that.
Or it could be like Taylor Swift with these sick beats.
That's what's so good about that game, though, is because it would be like...
Oh, yeah, mixed up all them crazy folks.
The mashups were great, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like Jay-Z and Queen, and you're like, fuck, yeah.
Yeah, all in.
Yeah, I can make that work. The music for that game, I still think is, and maybe it's not, I still think that it's great in my head, though.
Right.
I think it was
pretty You might
good.
Find out it's not. But
I had the Renegade Edition.
Yes, you did, with the table and the case.
Fuck, game's so good. Bring that back, you asshole. Stop remaking dumb shit. Remake that. Mod Nation Racers 2 and DJ Hero 3, because I think they made it too. The new DJ Hero. We'll use Nintendo naming convention for it. The new DJ Hero.
The new DJ Hero.
And don't shut down the servers for that 20-year-old game that Dan's trying to play. Keep that going just a little bit longer. He doesn't want that gone yet either, so...
I think there's a lot of people still playing it.
No, I hear you. I hear you. There should be for $4. It should be fucking full.
Right. Right. It should be doing well.
Yeah. If you want to follow us on the social medias, I am at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. Producer Gerald is at Hoffman Show. And together we are @game_Stitch. So you could do that. Let us know your thoughts on streaming. It doesn't mean anything, but let us know. Would you?
Yeah, if you're for it or against
that?
It, think
yeah.
it's a good idea.
Would you maybe watch sometimes? Would you tell your worthless shitbag friends about it? You know, let us know. Would your band maybe write a song about it? You know, saying, you know, just throwing it out there. Let us know.
Would your band write a song about it? Nicely you know, done.
You know, I just, if they wanted to write, you know, a buffer.
Yeah, no, I get
for,
it. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Intro for the streams, you know, or whatever. You know, mostly though, just thank you for listening each and every week. Thanks for making us a part of your ear dot, letting us slide in those ear holes each and every week. Leave our show in there inside your between the dome.
Yeah, it's appreciated.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. Now, I can't tell if Gerald is frozen or real
steel. I'm pretty sure. No, he's froze up.
Okay. Yeah, but your video is not still here.
His video is froze up. He's still here.
Oh, I was like, he's real in the moment. Like, he's really into the speech I'm giving so much that he won't break eye contact with the computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happened.
I thought it was a good speech myself, so I got it, you know.
It was okay. I've heard better.
Gave me some real...
It was serviceable.
Gave me some real chills. It was so good.
It was serviceable.
Wouldn't be fair if I didn't give a shout-out to the Titans last night. Got it done.
Yeah.
Against the Ravens, moving on. The next time we record, they won't have played yet, but by the time you hear it, they will. So this is really the only time I can properly shout out. You know, because if next week I'm like, tighten up, motherfuckers, and then you listen to it and you're like, well, they got blown out.
Tighten up.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the slogan. They're also using "Why not us?" because it's something Derrick Henry said in a press conference when, you know, people were asking about all these other teams. He was like, "Why not us?" But yeah, tighten up, which is a thing that people like to say. It's kind of fun, right? It's easy. It's catchy.
Yeah, yeah. Tighten up. Yeah, and it's kind of a plays off.
Yeah, right. It's fun. Gerald hates it, but he hates everything that people love. A lot of Titans fans all of a sudden out of nowhere around here. Just want to throw that out there.
All of a sudden, right? All That's how sudden. It happens.
I work in a place where people walk by my office and people are like, tighten up. And I'm like, since when? Since when you've been tightening up? Because I've been tightening up, you know?
Yeah.
Since when? Did you find, he found Thomas's band.
He found Thomas's video, yeah.
Is he's drumming, right?
I think he's playing bass.
I can't see his lower half. That looks like he's almost like on a...
Stage? I guess
yeah. It's like a real like.
See, the drums are way over there. I'm pretty sure he's playing bass.
Well, the guitar's way lead? Over there too, so we don't know.
Well, no, you're right. We don't know.
Is there a band name? Is there a name we could? Okay, yeah, we'll get that info for you. In case you're in the. Because you're into the scene, the music scene.
Oh, yeah.
Like Dan is. No, that guy's playing bass.
That guy's playing bass. Maybe he is drumming.
I don't know who that guy
is. No, there's a guy sitting behind the drums there.
I don't know who that guy in teal is, but I like that guy.
Which guy, the drummer?
The guy in teal, the guy with the bass.
Oh, you like the bass player?
I like that guy. I like his vibe. Maybe Thomas sings.
Maybe he does.
He's playing the guitar. Roo. Does Thomas have a hat on? I'll be honest. This is not the music I thought he'd be playing.
No? What, were you expecting some five-finger death punch or something?
I don't know what I was expecting, but not, not this bluegrassy country roots music that I'm into. Feeling this
Nothing right wrong now. With that.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's
I'm,
all good, man.
Yeah, look at this guy here. I love this guy in teal.
You do love the teal. We understand you love the teal guy.
He's like telling a story with the way he's playing that bass. They sound good, too, through this stream that we're listening to.
Yeah, they do. It looks like All he's right. jamming. I think Thomas is jamming on the acoustic, isn't he?
Yeah, it looks like it. Always humble, not putting himself in the shot at all, so we can't see.
Right.
But it's just a hand. Yeah, get us some music. Get us some royalty-free music, Thomas. We'll play. We'll let you play us out an episode if you have anything like that. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night. Just not closing it out.
What's that?
No good night from you.
Oh, good night. Sorry. Yeah, you broke up, and I didn't know you said good night.
Tighten up.
You tighten up.
Tighten up, Dan. Tighten up. Tighten up, Gerald.